All right, up next we'll be watching Coach Steve Sarkisian. Coach is online and we'll take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Bud Weathers, Seattle Times.
The concept of the spring game specifically, it seems like it's kind of fragile in the league with, you know, with a lot of teams dinged up and so forth. Is it just kind of window dressing as in general? I mean, the other stuff, the other 14 practices, I guess, are kind of the nuts and bolts. But how do you feel about the, you know, spring game specifically?
Well, you know, I think going through this was our fifth spring game now here, and every one of the formats we've done have been a different one, you know. But I think that, you know, each team, each coaching staff, you assess where you're at from a health standpoint on your roster. You assess what you're doing offensively or defensively. Sometimes when you've got a new staff, sometimes when you've changed some staff members, sometimes when you made some drastic changes to your offense or defense, there's always the notion of, well, I don't want to show too much. It's a little bit easier when you're a healthy team, when your staff is intact, and you can just go out and put the stuff out there in a spring game that you've ran all last season, and you go play a game. And I think those are probably the most enjoyable for the fans. Quite honestly, they're the most enjoyable for us as coaches, and because you like to see your kids compete and you like to see your fans get involved with the ball game. And where we were at this spring for us, more specifically, it was a little bit of a challenge because we've implemented so many new things offensively that, well, do we really want to go out and put 2 hours of 150 plays on film for people to scout against? Also, are we capable enough from a roster standpoint to do what we wanted to do and still have the best interests of our players intact? And so it's always challenging. I'm sure it's challenging for every other coach. It was one of the topics I had. You get around really good coaches down in Scottsdale and just try to get an idea of how they do things, why they do the things they do. And there were some good ideas that came out of it. So I think that the general, you know, idea is the spring game is you want your fans to get a glimpse of what they can see in the fall and put a really good product on the field for them, and also give your kids an opportunity to compete, but also have their safety and the overall well-being of the program in mind, so that when August rolls around, you've got a healthy football team getting ready to play early September.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to get your take on the competition in the secondary there to replace Desmond. Maybe don't necessarily say who's winning, but, you know, between Greg, Travell, Trey, how has that played out this spring?
Well, I think that we've our secondary really had a very good season for us last year. I thought Justin Wilcox, defensive coordinator, Keith Hayward, our secondary coach, really came in and did a great job. I mean, the numbers don't lie, and you look at the increase in play that we had in the secondary, our pass defensive numbers, our ability to create turnovers, I think really speaks volumes to their coaching and their ability to develop our players. That being said, Desmond Trufant was a great player for us. Anytime you have a first-round draft pick at corner, tells you the quality of player that you have. But I think we've got some really capable guys that are stepping in. Obviously, that secondary is led by Sean Parker, is going to be a senior for us this fall. Tremendous player, great leader, really just kind of exemplifies what we want back there. And then we've got a lot of young players who are continuing to grow that we're going to keep looking for consistency out of. I think Marcus Peters is a guy who has a chance to be a good football player for us. Travell Dixon has a chance to be a good football player for us. Greg Ducray, Cleveland Wallace, Trey Watson, and then a more of a traditional safety, Will Schamberger, and then another young guy in Brandon Beaver. So we've got a good amount of talent back there. It's about finding the right combination of those guys, and I think that for some of those guys who are redshirt players for us last year in Travell, Brandon, and Cleveland, the fall camp's going to be big for them. This spring was good to get the terminology and the fundamentals and techniques as they spent all year on the service team last year. So there's a healthy competition going on back there, and the end result is we're fortunate to have good depth and we've got good coaches, and feel good about our pass defense when the fall rolls around.
Great. Thanks, Art.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Todd Dibas, Tacoma News Tribune.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Doing great.
So is everyone still who is injured still on pace to be back in the fall as you expected?
Yeah, I think so far so good. You know, I just got an update at the end of last week, just kind of on all of our guys and where they're at and what they're doing in the off-season conditioning program, and feel good about where we're at so far. Obviously, some of the guys that are a little further along were the ones that had the surgeries earlier. Obviously, the guys from training camp, talking about Holly Jamora, you're talking about Deontay Cooper, you're talking about Jesse Collier, you know, with his injury, how earlier in the season that it occurred. And then Colin Tanigawa. Those guys are probably a little bit further along than, let's say, a Pio Vatave and some of those guys. But Travis Feeney's back working out, you know. So we feel good about where we're at with the guys rehabbing. Again, those things get answered a little easier when we put the pads on and we get to training camp and they have to work through some of that, not only the physical side of it, but the mental side, the psyche side of it. And a couple of those guys are repeat injury guys, and so their ability from a psyche standpoint to work through that is what's going to be big when August rolls around. But I think that our training staff has done a really nice job up until this point of rehabbing those guys. They've been committed to the rehab, which has been great, and they're doing all the right things to get themselves prepared to be competitive when August rolls around.
And speaking of that psyche side and the multiple injuries, how do you manage Deontay at this point, how will you ease him into fall camp, if ease is the proper word?
Well, he's an interesting one because he's probably further along almost than any of these guys comparatively, because of when his injury occurred, because of the rehab and his knowledge of the rehab that needs to take place, and then the things that we changed and tweaked for him. He's probably one of the furthest along, quite honestly. That being said, we'll manage him, and we'll manage him closely. The big key for us with Deontay is to get him to feel confidence in himself and genuine confidence in himself to the point of he believes in himself physically. I don't think that's a belief that he in himself that he can't go make plays. I know that he believes that, but that you can go make those cuts that are so unique to him and to go out and play football. And there's not a person in our organization that doesn't want Deontay Cooper to come back and come back to play to the level of his capabilities, because it's been a long road for him. It's been a long haul, but he's a special individual, not only on the football field, but off the field. And I think everybody's pulling for him, and we're going to have to monitor him closely just to give him that chance. And I think that when he gets that chance to go play in a real football game for us, he's going to be a nice player.
And lastly, it appears Austin's case is still open and ongoing. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yes, it is. But like I've said before, to Austin's credit, he's done everything up until this point that we could have asked and beyond. He's doing a really nice job in school. He's doing some really cool stuff in the community right now. He's doing all the counseling that we've asked him to do. So he Austin, to his credit, has really stayed ahead of this thing. It's not just the legal matter that it is. It's as much of the University of Washington and our football program. And as I've said numerous times about Austin, you know, so many times when you deal with 18 to 22 year old males, we're going to make some mistakes. And when you have 105 sons, we're going to make some mistakes. And one of the keys for me is, was the mistake truly indicative of a young man's character, or was it a mistake? And I can sit here and say Austin's incident was a mistake. He's a good kid. He's a good-hearted individual. He's a great teammate. He's a good leader. He's learning from this. His teammates are learning from this. And as I said before, we'll move forward as a program. He'll move forward as an individual, and we'll all be better for it.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Sark, that'll do it. Thanks for your time today.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.